You're listening to Recharged Radio.
Independent radio for independent music. From the oldest big city in the world, or so he claims. Broadcasting on rechargeradio.com and podcasting at thejustinwayneshow.com. Can you guess? Yes, that's right, folks. It's the Justin Wayne Show.
That is right, ladies and gents. It is the Justin Wayne Show. Just finished my dinner, as I'm sure you may have as well. And it is time for the show. We've been super busy. Obviously, if you were listened last week on the live program, didn't have a new one last week. So, and the week before, we had some recording issues. So we haven't had a new show in a couple weeks. We have lots of great stuff in store for you this evening. We have a couple of interviews. First of all, we have... we're going to be hearing from Alex KW of Discovery 2, which is a gig tomorrow night in Kensington at the AAA. That's aaa.uk.net. Head over there and you can check out that gig. And we'll be hearing from all those artists and Alex just after the top of the hour. And we also have Tim Alford of the band Dweeb, who are actually breaking up, but we're going to have play some music from them and hear from Tim on the show about them breaking up and moving in different ways and places and things. They've been all over the world, and it's sad to see them go. And in fact, very soon in the show this evening, because we have lots to get through, we have Kaz Simmons along with us as well. We're going to talk to her about her brand new release in May. Which is called Dandelion, and hear a couple of tracks from that and from her as well. So great stuff on the show this evening. I hope you are along. If you're on the podcast, hello to you podcast listeners. We love you. And hello to you live listeners as well. Pop along into the chat room and say hello. Let's do a tune. We have a very special thing from our friends, the Clintons, as well about Taylor Swift. We'll talk about that in just a minute. Right now, it's Man or Mouse from the band. The band Man or Mouse. It would have sounded good if I didn't stop. Man or Mouse is the band. Jackson is the song. Perfect song to start out. That's how I'm feeling at the moment. Right here on the Justin Wayne Show. It's Recharge Radio.
In the playground, boy's so skinny. Says his mother slept with Elvis, and she hasn't been the same since the poor man died. In his satchel lives an angel by the name of Saint Teresa, and a tangerine smile that he wears outside. He never laughs, he never cries. Everybody's nobody. Ferris slacks, crazy shoes, smell of sandwiches on Tuesdays, and dance like a scorpion in a ring of fire. Tragic mix of fat lips, orange lips, epileptic fits. In the Bible it says that God is the right thing, man is the bad thing, Jesus Christ the go-between. Do unto others as you would do to yourself. But the truth is, school's a hard place to lose, and Jackson knew he was doing it.
Never flinch. Never die.
Jackson is a loser. Jackson is a tool. Jackson is a jackass. Like me and you.
music needs to be driven, not controlled. Recharged Radio.
It's late at night, I let the phone ring and ring, but no one picks up. I try to pretend you must be asleep. I try to convince myself, but I know where you are, and I know you're within. I read all your diaries. Well, I know it's more than a friend. Hey, loving ain't lying, and lying ain't loving. You say it's true, I swear to you.
But you're crossing fingers again.
Fantastic tune there from a sort of a friend. I haven't actually met him, but he's from he's from where I'm from. He's from Minneapolis. That is Kid Dakota with a tune called Crossing Fingers. We've been playing that song on the show for quite a while. I just thought it goes well with Jackson. Now we're going to play another song from a band that I know and I have met and had drinks with, and also I would say they're the biggest band in Montana. Would you say? I think they're the biggest band in Montana, but the biggest band in that sort of, yeah, they're fantastic. We've been playing the Clintons on the show for quite a long time, and And they are doing have this cool thing that they're doing. They're trying to get Taylor Swift's attention. So they have done a video. They've written a song. And it's very, very cool stuff. If you head over to clintonsband.com, you can check out more of this. And you can actually get this song, download this song and another song called Hello. It's called Happy. You can get those two songs absolutely for free. And then just make sure you tweet and Facebook it and forward it on to your friends and get the word out. And hopefully we'll get to... they want to get her to play mini golf with John and the band, I would imagine. And maybe make out or something. Snog. Maybe not. I don't know. I think mini golf is at least the initial push. And then we'll see what happens from there, I guess is the... That's what I think. Anyway, and just before we do that, we were just watching another sort of YouTube video thing happen, which is, of course, Mila Kunis and Justin Timberlake going to be going to the Marine Ball. And we have a couple of friends that are actually headed back to Iraq and in that particular area in Afghanistan and places of conflict. So I want to send our blessings and our whenever good thoughts and prayers out with them as well. So to all you guys and to all those service people in Iraq and stuff, and the Clintons support them as well. So bless them. They've done a couple of songs to that effect as well. Lots of great music on clintonsband.com, as well as this one, which you can get absolutely for free. It's called Taylor Swiftly Run Away With Me. And yes, do check out that YouTube video. Right on their website. It's the Justin Wayne Show. We're going to speak to Kaz Simmons in just a sec here on the Justin Wayne Show. It's Recharge Radio.
I wake up every morning and you're not there. You were never there. But in my imagination, you love me. And I'm trying to put it in simple terms you can understand. You don't need no stupid boy, you need a man. Hey, Taylor, I'd swiftly run away with you and make all of our dreams come true. Just me and you, we could get a puppy. Soda pop. I don't have a lot of money, but we could live on love and your bank account. Hey Taylor, I'd swiftly run away with you, and you become a really big singer. Not Mama Cass, but a different kind of hue. I'd swiftly run away with you, just me and you. Nobody else, just me and you. Nobody else, nobody else, no. We'll be right back.
tracks again. Whiling away every minute, every day in a rut. Sitting around, it'll be Christmas before we know it. Crowd full of people, all holding hands. If someone could hold mine, I know I'd be fine.
Stuck, and that is one of my favorite track from Dandelion, which is the new release from the very lovely person I have on the phone, Kaz Simmons. How are you, Kaz?
Hello, I'm good, thank you.
And this is your third album, and you've had some jazz roots and some interesting sort of beginnings as far as playing many different styles of music. So tell us a little bit about sort of where you started and how you got to where you are now.
I got into jazz when I went to study music at Goldsmiths, and I went to study music, but I knew I had to do music, but I didn't know what, and then I just got into jazz. So I started singing in my friend's jazz bands, and then a couple of years later did a postgrad jazz performance course at Trinity Music College, and then formed a jazz band there, I guess, and then decided to make my first album shortly after that, and kind of went from there, really. And then, yeah, that's how I got into jazz, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so the first Take Me Home in 2004, your first album, that was that primarily jazz music then?
It was, yeah. I did most of the arranging, the songs. There was a Nick Drake song in there, and Take Me Home is actually a song by Tom Waits. So I guess it's quite eclectic. Yeah, it's from, he wrote it for a soundtrack to this, I think, One from the Heart. It's a gorgeous soundtrack. And it's a film directed by Coppola. I'm not sure if the film did very well, but the soundtrack was really, really good. So I used that, and yeah, there's lots of different styles in there, but it's mainly jazz. I wasn't playing guitar in public then, even though I'd studied classical guitar as a child, so I just sang on that album.
Okay.
Yes.
So you didn't study jazz guitar at all when you were at university, it was just voice stuff?
No. I did have jazz guitar lessons at Trinity, but I couldn't get it. I didn't understand it. Really, so I couldn't get it. I can't improvise on the guitar, but I'm rubbish. Oh. So I just sang. I didn't really play guitar for a bit after that.
So
it's a bit sad.
It's quite apparent that you've focused on your voice, because the voice on the album on Dandelion is fantastic and very sort of distinct.
Oh,
it has a I like the sort of has. I want, for lack of a better word, it has a sharpness to it. Is that sort of maybe an accuracy is probably a better word? Does that have you worked on that sort of style of voice, or I mean?
Do you mean with the diction, like getting all the words so they sound?
I suppose yeah. That is definitely part of it. Yeah, I mean because
I don't know. I used to do competitions and I used to be told off because I didn't finish the words properly, and then maybe. It's really strange. And then I guess I haven't really consciously decided to sing in a certain way. I think I just sing how I talk a lot of the time. I don't really put many inflections on my voice. I just, just comes out like that, I think.
Yeah.
And it evolves without thinking about it, I think.
Sure.
All the time.
All right. Well, you started on, was it 33 Records? Was the what Take Me Home was on? Okay.
Yes.
And then since then, you started your own record label. I'm curious to find out why you sort of moved going from a regular record label onto your own one, and how that's been for you.
So you
started on just a record label,
right?
And it was. 33 is independent record label somewhere, aren't they?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think for my second album, Different Smile, I remember trying a couple of jazz labels, because that was still a jazzy album, not having any success. And then people said, why don't you release it yourself? And it was good, it was really good to try it myself and just go through the whole process and have full control. I didn't really learn I didn't really learn much from the first album, so this I learnt a lot about the licensing, and this was there from the very beginning to the very end. And it's been nice having my own little label. I've only just released my own albums on it, but a lot of people do it this way. And I got a distribution deal as well for the second album.
Fantastic.
So that helped. Yeah, that helped get it on in the shops and online as well, so I think that's quite important to try and get distribution.
Yeah, it's a big success for the record, not only for the record but for the record label as well, to have that sort of distribution.
Yeah.
So very cool.
Yeah, definitely. And I've got distribution for Dandelions as well, so and publishing, which is a new thing.
Okay.
Well, I'm always learning. I'd forgotten everything actually, but I had to relearn. And things have changed since 2007, because there wasn't digital downloads when I released my second album. And very important now.
It's funny how that it seems like such a mainstay now. And really, you think about 4 years ago, and in the 90s, even that wasn't it. That wasn't what John Mayer just said. His social media was sticking his amplifier in the window. at his house and playing out and playing to the outside people. That was his social
media. So. Now there's so many sites. So there's Last.fm, Reverb Nation, MySpace, Facebook, everything, and it's really hard to keep up with it and decide what to do and what not to do and to try and do them all. Or it takes a long time, but I think it's important to try and get everything out there.
How has the internet allowed you to sort of connect with your fans better, and how has it been working for you?
Oh, definitely. I use Facebook quite a lot anyway, personally, and it's been good to even get in touch with old school friends. Like, they wouldn't have known about it. People that I meet at gigs can join my Facebook page, or I can put them on my own mailing list. So it's definitely been more helpful than the last album, I think. I think I've had more sales, and it's been good, very valuable.
Yeah,
you constantly update, and it's great.
Where are you on Facebook then, for us?
Pardon?
Where are you on Facebook, or what's the name?
I think it's just Kaz Simmons. I think you could just search for it. I'm on there as personal, and then have a kind of a fan page.
Of course.
So I think it's easy to just search for Kaz Simmons and find it on there, and cool. SoundCloud as well. There's a lot of things.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's all good.
Cool. Are there any gigs coming up in and around London that we should know about, or in and around the UK or anywhere?
I was quieting down a bit. I had lots of gigs. I'm playing in Liverpool next.
Okay. Because the album was released in May, so I'm sure you were going crazy in that.
Yeah, I had a great launch gig in Camden at the Forge with a string quartet. It was amazing. It was amazing. It's like a present to myself. And I nearly cried every time. But I think I'm going to be playing a support set to my friend Sarah Mitra at the Vortex on the 10th of August.
Okay.
And I think I might be doing background vocals for her as well. And I'm hoping to sort out a London Jazz Festival gig as well. So I'm just waiting to confirm details.
Ah. That's very cool.
Really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are a few things in the pipeline.
Okay.
And I've got a few things on my website you can check out. So.
Yeah. And it was kazsimmons.com.
Yes.
I don't know.
No D in Simmons.
Okay. So, right. Fair enough. And the website's beautiful, by the way. I like that site.
Oh, thank you.
Nice and simple.
Thank you.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
Easy to find your way around.
Yeah, oh, good. That's good to know, because I helped do it with my friend, so... That's good to know. It's easy to find your way around.
Yeah. Well, you've got your own record label. You've been singing, and you teach guitar as well. You're sort of one of the new professional musicians. I mean, are you able to make your whole living doing musical things then?
Yeah, I do lots of teaching to kids and young adults in South London, and it's good money. And it's all fine. I also do singing for a publishing house called ANC Black. I sing lots of children's songs for them, and they put them on their educational CDs to demonstrate to teachers who can't really play piano, who aren't very confident. So it's great fun. I do a bit of acting on there.
That does sound like a lot of fun.
It's hilarious. It's brilliant. but they're mainly for teachers, really.
Well, we were talking about dandelions earlier. I'm interested as to because the first two albums you did were mostly jazz. And you did some covers and things, but Dandelions is different. Tell us about why it was different.
Direction. Yeah. Well, it kind of. It's not so jazzy. There's no improvising on there. It's got a more poppy feel to it, even though there's a lot of influence in there, like folky, poppy, jazzy. And the way I play, I write my songs on with kind of a classical guitar feel, and with Spanish and Brazilian influences in there as well. So it's been hard to categorise, and I think other people have found it hard. And I think there's a bit of psychedelic influences in there as well. And... It's just all original songs, and I'm inspired by Rufus Wainwright and the Divine Comedy and people like that. So I think I don't really write jazz songs. But
maybe that's where it comes from. The voice is just that, because I would imagine. Yeah. Maybe tell me if I'm wrong, but your voice gives the words or the lyrics some credit, I think, because you actually sing them and they can be heard, and the words are there to be listened to. And
yeah,
I think that
they're like stories that are mainly all about me, and I guess I write songs to be listened to. I guess it's not background music or. Mm. Not that anyone writes for background music, but...
I'm sure there are.
But, I don't know. They just come out as they come out, I think. Which is I don't know if that sounds right, but...
Yeah.
There
they are.
They're there.
Well, it's a wonderful album, and I would recommend anyone to go pick it up. And it's on... You've got it on vinyl as well, which is very exciting.
Yeah. Very exciting. It sounds different to the CD.
Does it?
And it sounds really lovely and warm and I think because you have to master them in different ways.
Okay.
And it's gorgeous. It's limited edition as well.
Ooh. So. Well, maybe we'll have to get one in. I've just bought the Foo Fighters one because they did that all analog too, didn't they? So we'll have to get a couple of we'll have to get yours on the vinyl as well and see how it sounds. A listening party.
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna have a listening party to the single now, the Dandelion song. Why did you pick this song as the sort of title track to the album?
I don't know. I was trying to think of titles and actually saw yesterday what my few title ideas were, and they're horrendous. I'm not going to say what any of them were. And then one day I was just talking to my producer. I said, what should I call it? What do you think? And he just said, why don't you just call it Dandelions? I'm like, oh, okay. Because it's quite a strong track. It's I've been playing it for years, actually, on my gigs, and it always goes down well. So that's another reason why as well, because it's quite strong.
It's kind of visceral, that lyric, the bluer away bit. I think that's interesting. Because it has a lot of... It has sort of double meanings, at least maybe that's just me.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it has. It's about a boy. But it's also, I wrote it when I used to do a lot of weeding in my old house. It was full of dandelions and they used to really annoy me because they'd always come back up and could never get rid of them. So, and I was having problems with the guy, and I think it just came from that.
Yeah.
It's quite tongue-in-cheek as well.
It's fantastic. Well, thank you very much, Kaz, for joining us. And
thanks for having me.
Your CD's a pleasure. So we're gonna play the Dandelion song now.
Great.
Right here. It's the Justin Wayne Show with Kaz Simmons on Recharge Radio.
sturdy trowels won't shift her. And when you think you've got them, they're back with forceful recognition. He didn't really know how to deal with it, so he blew her away, and the funny feeling in his gut.
I didn't know.
She's My Food, the brand new single from the Little Philistines that is out now. Head over to myspace.com/thelittlephilistines and get that. I actually was just remembering this. I have video of them when they did the what was the single before this, when they launched that in January. I have video of them and a really cool band called Bordeaux, and I need to like put it up on Facebook or something because it just sort of sat on my computer somewhere. So I'm going to dig that up and put it up on the JustinWayneShow.com this week so you can see that. And speaking of websites and things, if you have not been to the Recharge Radio Facebook page, it's facebook.com/rechargeradio. We do little questions each week, and this week we've got a couple of questions. It's always on Mondays. And people who've been mistaken for someone famous was the first question. And Jill Abrahams was mistaken for Chrissy Hynde, who is very lovely. Graham Greene says he was mistaken for Steve Vai 3 times at a Steve Vai gig and said it pissed him off, which I think I already pissed off by that as well. Let's see, what else have we got? Steve Whitaker says he got a free McDonald's in Camden once. Because the girl behind the counter thought he looked like a boy from the TV show My Family. What? The Kings of Leon? Oh, yes. I did. I had a moment. The wife has just reminded me. I had a moment where I was a little worse for the wear on a Friday evening. And I went into the loo to wee. And the guys in the loo started patting me on the back while I was at the urinal. And telling me I looked like the guy from the lead singer of Kings of Leon. And I had to admit it, at that particular moment in time, the haircut did sort of look like the guy from Kings of Leon, at least the video of them that was going around at the time. But they wouldn't let me wee. They just kept batting me in the back. So I had to wait all until I got home. Second question on the website of Recharge Radio, if you had 3 wishes, what would they be? We've got a couple there. One, to be able to stop time. To be really lucky and fly. That's what Lucy says. Lucy's one of our new, she's the social media guru now at Recharge Radio. Minky says to have one more day in a weekend, to be able to understand and speak all languages, and to have 3 more wishes. And then awful lyrics. There's a bunch of these. Oh wow, that's a whole song. I'm not sure. What song is that? Moomin posted a whole song. And the first line is, "We're no strangers to love, you know the rules, and so do I." And I really wish I would know that song, but I don't. Sorry, Moomin, I'm sure you know. I'm sure there are people out there that know. Is there someone in the chat room that can tell me what it is so I don't sound like a fool? Also, let's see, Danny Robertson, "Do de Rude Box, Shake Your Rude Box" by Robbie Williams. Why would he? That's horrible. That's really awful. Let's see, Kathleen Roma, "Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go." Oh, I love that lyric. That's not bad. Oh, and then someone pasted all of the lyrics for Rebecca Black, Friday. Of course, that was awful. Joanna Weil says, "Most of ELO." Really? Oh, sad. They're a British band as well. I like ELO. I don't know. Hey, what do you know? Yeah, so yes, and tipping our hat to Joanna Wild because we like Joanna Wild. And I wanted to meet her the other night, and I don't think I ever did because I missed her. She was at a fake tiki gig, and I missed her. So need to go to another fake tiki gig to meet Joanna Wild, who apparently is amazing, and she has a really great blog as well. Which I will post on the website and stuff where that is if you haven't been there before. Right, let's continue on. We've got a couple more tunes to play before the top of the hour, which then we're going to be speaking to Alex KW from the big gig tomorrow night, Discovery 2 in Kensington at the AAA, which has 4 fantastic bands who we'll be hearing music from in just a little while, just after the top of the hour. Right now, it's from the man who does... he does a lot of the Wednesday night programming and has been doing a lot of free charge radio. So may I officially tip my hat to Peter Renzullo. This is his new project. It's the Renzullo Project. And this fantastic tune is called Away From Me here on the Justin Wayne Show. It's Recharge Radio.
Close your eyes, dear. fingers reach for me. Take your time to say goodbye. When my skin turns cold, I hope you'll remember me. Ask a blind man, what do you see? Tell a lame man, just use your feet. Take control, then let it go. There's no place you'd rather be, so come away with me. Take your time to sail across the sea. Hear my cries, I know there's nowhere else you'd rather be, so come away with me.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Are we rolling?
Okay, we're rolling.
A one, a two, one, two, three, four. In your chest is a cage for heights.
Leave it open and watch it sticks out.
In your chest is a cage for a height.
We'll leave it open and watch it sticks out.
Mine are left open but not cracked in the wind. Mine are left open but not cracked out. Nothing cracked out but good old reliable doubt. If you're quiet, you'll hear tiny sounds. Tiny levers going up and down. If you're quiet, you'll hear tiny sounds. Tiny levers going up and down.
Down, 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 down. The whole thing with the factory is
is a king-size bed,
an open window and the sides of the ledge.
In your head is a queen-size bed,
an open window and the sides of the ledge.
Well, mine are left open but nothing crept in but the wind. Mine are left open but nothing crept out. Nothing crept out but good old reliable doubt. If you're quiet, you'll hear tiny sounds. Tiny levers going up and down. If you're quiet, you'll hear tiny sounds. Tiny levers going up and down.
The whole thing with the factory is never wanna go inside a factory.
Skeletons with Flesh and Them, Factory Song. I just was just compiling a list of the bands and artists that I want to interview in the next little while, because I've been doing a lot of interviews of, not that people I don't want to interview, but people that I do want to interview. But I was thinking, gosh, would it be cool to interview some of these people that I've been meaning to interview for ages and haven't, and they are at the very, very top of the list. So if anyone from Skeletons of Flesh and Them is listening, I'm coming for you. We're going to find an interview date and listen, and hopefully play some new stuff from you guys. We've been playing All the Other Animals for a very, very long time, even though it's a fantastic album. And that song just there, Factory Song. You also heard Little Tybee. The tune Nero from our good friends over at Paper Garden Records. Little Tybee really doing a fantastic, really blowing up fantastically on the scene at the moment. But it is that time of the hour to sort of switch over to the second hour of the show. Top of the second hour of the show is Alex KW, and we're going to be talking about Discovery 2 and hearing from the bands that are going to be on tomorrow night here in West London. So if you are anywhere near, head on over to it's facebook.com/discoverytalentofficial. Or if you search for Discovery 2, you'll find it on Facebook and pop on over. If you're not in the area, which I know many of you aren't, you can still obviously listen to all the great music we've got, which is some really good bands, and we'll talk about those bands in just a little bit. So yes, right now, join us in the second half of the show. We'll be there in just a sec, right here on the Justin Wayne Show. It's Recharge Radio.
Independent radio for independent music. It's the Justin Wayne Show.
Get in touch. Studio at rechargedradio.com. The best new independent music.